You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Saturday Morning Radio with Alice, presented by the NZ International Comedy Festival, powered by Flick Electric Co.
It sure is, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by Joseph Moore and Laura Daniel, who I see at the top of the show. You'll know them from Funny Girls, Jonah and Ben, 7 Days, all those good shows where people are making funny things. very excited to have you guys in the studio. Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you going this Easter weekend?
Really good.
Real good.
What have we done? Oh, we wrote some comedy.
Yeah, we've just been writing together and drinking cider. So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay.
I felt bad. There's like 8 cider cans on my lounge, and I woke up to do this, and I didn't have time to clean them. And my flatmate might think I've gone forever and left him to deal with my 8 cider cans.
To be honest, are you going back home after this? Probably not.
No.
So you're not going to have done it.
If you're listening, Chris, sorry.
And now you've come to BFM where there are about 50 beer bottles everywhere.
You outdo the night after, the morning after scenario.
It's a classic Saturday morning BFM look. Awesome. So you guys have brought in some clips, mostly musical comedy.
We have. That's because Joseph and I, this comedy festival, we're doing kind of a musical comedy show. So
awesome.
We're like, let's go on theme.
Yeah, we've been making a lot of comedy pop music, just because it was, I think we mainly wish we were pop musicians more than we were comedians.
Yeah.
But we're not quite good enough, so this is the way to... but we're like almost good enough. So if you sneak jokes in, you can get away with... and get away with it. It's a great trick.
I think that's all good. I interviewed Phil Jupiter the other week, and he said pretty much the same thing. He wanted to be a rock star, and that's why, not really the same thing, but that's what he said. You know, he wanted to be a rock star, and that's how he got into comedy, to be on stage.
If you like, want to be a kind of a rock star, but you have too much self-critique and like lack that kind of...
And you look a bit awkward.
Bold confidence. This comedy's the way to do it.
Yeah,
just
for sure.
Sneak in. So we'll just wait. I'm just going to wait for the songs you start putting out to get more and more serious, less jokes, and eventually just launch into a full-on pop career.
Yeah
totally.
You'll know when it happens.
When you're watching the Grammys.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see this one because this is from a show that I love.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us about this song?
This happens in the first season, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It sounds like it's a terrible name of a show.
Right.
It's so bad, but the show is so good. Like, it's so woke and funny and, not what the title says. I mean, it is what the title says, but, like, just ignore that. It's fine. So this one, she gets a makeover from some young girls and she always breaks into, like, a musical kind of world in her own head. And so you're always seeing all these different comedy songs pop up. So this one is like kind of like a Fifth Harmony kind of...
It's like a female empowerment.
Female
anthem.
Empowerment, yeah.
Great, okay, yeah. Let's give it a listen.
What you need is a makeover.
Put yourself first, don't worry about yourself. Make yourself sexy just for yourself. So when dudes see you, put yourself first.
They'll be like, damn, you're hot. Wanna make out?
Push them boobs up just for yourself. Wear 6-inch heels just for yourself.
If it's just for myself, shouldn't I be comfortable?
No. Put yourself first in a sexy way.
Pierce your ears just for yourself.
Put a hole in your earlobe just for yourself.
Brace yourself.
This is gonna hurt. Put yourself first in a sexy way. Put yourself first, don't worry about yourself. Wear fake eyelids just for yourself. So when do you see you, put yourself first.
They'll be like, damn, you're hot. Let's buy a house in Portland.
Put yourself first for him, that's what you gotta do. Put yourself first for him.
If I put myself first for him, then by definition, aren't I putting myself second?
Don't think about it too hard, too hard.
Don't think about it too hard, too hard.
It's a wormhole,
it's a Mobius strip.
It's snake eats tail,
it's the infinity sign.
Get a tattoo of the infinity sign
on your lower back,
just for yourself.
But I can't see my lower back. Also, can we go back to the fake eyelid? Is that a thing now?
Yes. Put yourself first in a sexy way. Put yourself first for him.
Thank you, sisters.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
A little ad.
Just sneak that in there. A little bit of extra advertising.
Yeah, watch it. I was so into it that I messaged Rachel Bloom privately.
Wow.
I reached out because I was in LA and I was like, can I interview you? And she did reply, but she was in New York. So, hey.
Hey, you almost interviewed her?
I almost interviewed her, but I've been fishing the whole time. I like tweet her name every now and then, like a total fangirl. So.
You interviewed her in the sense that you asked her the interview question, can I interview you?
Yes.
And she gave you the answer, no.
And actually, the other week I went on a Facebook Live and I was like, okay, I was thinking about it real hard. She was answering questions to her fans. I was like, okay, I think it's something really smart. So she talks about you. And she talked about my question for like 6 minutes. I'm not even joking.
Nice work.
What was your smart question?
I can't even remember. Oh, sorry. I can't even remember. Like, it was something about the writing process and I didn't even want to know the answer. I just wanted her to talk about something I'd said.
If you want to make a creative person talk, ask them about their process. Yeah. They're very excited to tell you.
Because Rachel Bloom, she like created and wrote and stars and like it's her show, right?
For sure, for sure. She's like, and I've figured out how she like comes up with the songs. She just like sings them onto her phone and she's just like, blah, 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 and then sends them off as a demo. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's such a, you can do that. That's great.
She's got the guy working for the show, writing the music, this guy, Adam Scherzlinger or something. And he's made a whole career out of writing fake songs for, he wrote That Thing You Do, the movie The Thing You Do. He wrote all the songs that Hugh Grant wrote in the...
Music and lyrics.
He wrote all the songs for Josie and the Pussycats in that movie.
Oh, like, my God.
His whole thing is making songs that sound like they could be real songs but aren't.
What a career.
He's a regular Joseph Moore.
Look up to him a lot.
That's amazing. Okay, let's move on. We have another one. Can you see it to intro it?
Oh, this one is from Bo Burnham's special, Make Happy.
Yeah. Bo's like a... He's younger than me, and he's done 4 hour-long specials. cool, no, Laura. I saw him when I was in Edinburgh like 4 years ago, and I was when he was, at the time he was like 20, and I was just in Edinburgh like giving it a go to see what it was like, and he was selling out every night doing this crazy, smart, super dark musical show, and it's. Yeah, it gets pretty dark, but it's...
Trigger warning. Trigger warning. It's edgy.
I was just blown away by how smart he was so young. And he's like quite different to other American comics that he's kind of developed like theater shows out of his stand-up. Like most American comics just go around doing 45-minute headliner spots and then eventually maybe a Netflix special or whatever. But he never does club comedy or anything like that. Everything is always him with an hour-long show with a kind of structure, more like the kind of British festival scene. So it was really cool seeing him do that. Yeah. And this is from his Netflix special last year.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Have you ever felt 2 feet tall? Have you ever thought, man, if only I was anybody else at all? They like to kick you when times get rough and you give your all, but it's not enough and sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can break your heart. But if you don't know where to go, I'll show you where to start. Kill yourself. It'll only take a minute, and you'll be happy that you did it. Just go over to your oven and shove your head in it. Kill yourself. Really, you should do it. There's really nothing to it. Just grab a mug and chug a couple lighter fluid. Okay, now. I feel like you pulled back. Maybe it's on account of the fact that I'm telling you to kill yourself over and over again. I'm just trying to make a simple point that that life's toughest problems don't have simple answers. You shouldn't just be brave. You shouldn't just roar. You shouldn't kill yourself. But I understand that it's a sensitive subject and you're probably just hearing me say that. And I've dealt with... I don't want to be incensed. Look, I sound unempathetic. I sound mean and rude. Suicide is an epidemic and I don't want to be misconstrued. Signs of depression go overlooked. So if you're depressed... then you need to book a therapy session. Talk about your depression and let a professional hear it. But if you search for moral wisdom in Katy Perry's lyrics, then kill yourself. It won't be painful if you are able to give a little kiss to an oncoming
Atomic Train, you'll kill yourself. It's over, Mueller. There's a trigger, pull it. Get it through your head, it being a bullet. Stick your tongue in a plug. Suck a pipe of exhaust. Make some toast in the tub. Nail yourself to a cross. Hold your breath till it's gone. Drink a gallon of mace. Be gay in Iran. Let Oprah sit on your face. Jump off of a bridge. Skinny dip in a flood. Skydive attached to a fridge. Drink a Haitian guy's blood. Bring you to the zoo. Give the tiger a shove. Eat a Phillips head screw. Marry Courtney Love.
Whoa, yes. Trigger warning noted. Great, though. So funny. So your show, it's going to be, we've already mentioned a little bit, but it's going to be quite musical.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, we got the idea for it when last year we were checking out a lot of the kind of full-on, full-noise pop top 40 shows that were coming to New Zealand. Yeah. Like,
Justin and I have been to a lot of concerts together, so.
Yeah, we went to Selena Gomez and things like that. And
oh my
just,
God.
Yeah, the shows were just so ridiculous. I like that music just, you know, to enjoy, listen to for fun. I won't lie about that, but. When I watch those kind of concerts, there's just this whole other element to them where they're so damn silly. And but they embrace it a bit. Like, and Selena Gomez just had these backup dancers just rolling around on Swiss balls for like there was no explanation. It was just her singing with like eight hot guys like rolling on Swiss balls behind her
and like double denim. Like, oh god,
when she was trying to do this like serious empowering song, and I just it's so funny. And we thought there was so much to mine in comedy for that. And we'd been writing kind of comedy music together for Funny Girls in particular, and we were like, what if we turn that into a live extravaganza? So we've hired some backup dancers, we've made a whole bunch of new beats, we've got a
kind of light up screen, and
got a set designer, we've got a costume designer. We threw too much money at this thing, thanks to a lovely grant.
We got a grant, but we've already spent the grant and we're now pouring out our own pockets, so we're screwed. But yeah, hopefully people come and see it, because I think it's going to be hopefully a visual spectacular. But yeah, if you like any of the songs we've done on Funny Girls, it's pretty much in that vein.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the songs of Funny Girls definitely stand out to me. I think, like, I mean, you're strong in everything, Laura, but I really, when I think of you, I think of, like, those really good song parodies. And I'm sure people that are writing them behind the scenes, too.
Yeah.
We think of Laura as well. Yes.
Well, that's all. So me and Joseph do all those together. So Joseph is, like, the mastermind behind all the music and creating the beats and all that kind of stuff. But we've just found that we've got a really good working relationship. And so we're like, cool, let's become a duo and make a thing.
Wow, it's sounds like one not to miss, even just in terms of dollars spent.
Yeah, yeah.
People need to go
22 concessions.
It is running from the 9th to the 13th of May. Concession 22, full price 25. And we're not finished yet, but I'm going to throw this in the middle here. I do actually have a double pass to give away.
What?
For the show on May 9th. I know, someone's given me this.
Wow. Our producer's doing their job.
Yeah.
So if you would like to win that, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, I might get you to text in. I'll need your first name and your last name, and maybe put Comedy Fest in there, and I will choose someone to give that away to. Maybe I'll make Laura and Joseph choose. I don't know. Haven't decided yet.
Hopefully someone texts. Please do it.
Excellent. Well, let's keep moving on. We have one here that, our low in exception one that isn't a song.
Yeah,
this is just a piece from Aziz Ansari's first stand-up special from like 2008, 2009. It was when he was just starting out. He kind of had this, just rocketed to success really fast. Like, he hadn't been doing stand-up very long and had this amazing stand-up album. And I remember being kind of, I was 20 years old when I heard it, and I'd never heard kind of material about stuff I cared so much about, which was like pop culture of my generation. So yeah, this was just a really cool piece, because he was so cool to listen to, not only because he was so funny, but he just had cool stories about Hollywood. And he did this, became friends with Kanye West during maybe Kanye West's not his craziest period, because that's now, but a period where he was getting really self-indulgent, and it was just kind of cool hearing those stories mixed in with comedy.
Let's not make calls on when Kanye's craziest period has been. Like, I reckon it just goes going up. Okay, let's have a listen.
West came to one of my shows, and I was so psyched. I'm such a huge Kanye West fan, and everything he did to me was so funny. Like, he was in the bathroom for like a really long time, And then he came out and goes, yo, just so you know, I was on an important phone call. I wasn't taking a shit. But when he was leaving, he was like, yo, man, we should hang out sometime. That'd be cool, right? And I was like, yeah, that'd be crazy. I'm such a huge fan. It'd be awesome. So this is the story of the first time I hung out with Kanye West. So he texts me. He's like, yo, we're at this club. Come down. So I grab my friend Jason, who's another guy that does not look like he belong in a hip-hop nightclub. And we head over there, right? And we get there. We get in the club. And they're like, yo, we're at capacity. I was like, well, Kanye West told me to come down. And he's like, somebody's going to have to come and get you. So I texted Kanye. I was like, hey, man, like, they're at capacity. They said someone needs to get me. And then before I could even hit send, I get a text from him, on my way. And he comes out. He's like, and we go in. It was really cool of him to come get us. And we go inside. And, like, he's sitting there at a table with, like, Jay-Z and all these models and stuff. And, like, we just did not belong there. Like, if you had a photo of that table, you'd be like, who photoshopped those two dudes in there? That was a really good job. And, you know, Jay-Z's there drinking vodka he makes. Like, how baller is that? Jay-Z signed the tab, money went back into his own pocket. He was like, you crazy for this one, Jay. Ho! And so Kanye eventually goes, yo, man, we're heading back to the crib. You want to come down? I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be crazy to see your house. And so we go down there, me and Jason, and we get there pretty early. And there's no one really there. And I walk in and I hear 808s and Heartbreak playing, which is his album. And I walk up and I see him sitting on the couch. He's like, shh. I was like, yo, man, are you listening to your own album in your own house, bopping your own head? And he goes, yeah, these beats are dope. And I go, that'd be like if I had a stand-up album, you came over to my house and I was listening to it going, ha, 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 ha. These jokes are dope. And we're sitting there hanging out at his house and, like, everything that Kanye said to me made me laugh so hard. Like, at one point we were, like, sitting there talking about music, like, talking about TV on the radio or something, and, like, he just, like, cut me off. He's like, yo, man, hold on a second. And he said the greatest thing I will ever hear in my life. He goes, hold on a second. I'm gonna go over there and look in the telescope with this girl with the big titties. And then later on, you know, he was talking about coming to my show, and he's like, man, I had a good time at your show. And I was like, oh, thank you for coming, you know. And he's like, yo, man, you know what you need to do tonight? You need to do some of your jokes. And I was like, oh, man, you know what I need to do tonight? Not do that. But he kept bringing it up. He's like, come on, man, please. It'd be really cool if you did some jokes, man. It'd be really cool. And eventually I had a couple more drinks. I was like, fuck it, I'll do some jokes. And next thing you know, like, my friend Jason's in the living room, like, this next comedian coming to the stage. And, like, I come up to the living room, and, like, he's got, like, 30 people arranged in his living room, and I'm, like, telling my jokes. And this is a nightmare situation for a comedian. But everyone was very quiet and nice. They listened, they laughed, and it was great. But my favorite part was every now and then someone would be in the kitchen, like, making a drink or something like that, and they make a little noise, and then Kanye would jump up and be like, yo, shut the fuck up! Homie's over here trying to tell some jokes! Which is the best thing anyone's ever yelled at a comedy show.
Just so good. So good.
Love him.
Gotta love him.
Bloody legend.
What true a legend.
What a legend.
I don't know if I've met anyone that doesn't love Aziz.
No, and it just keeps, it keeps just nailing it as well. Like, it hasn't for the last 10 years, you know, it's just doing that. And then, like, went straight into Parks and Recreation from that.
God,
and then we're like, all
so
right,
good.
You peaked, mate. And then Master of None.
Yeah, such a good series.
Are they going to make more seasons of that?
Yeah, there's a second season coming out.
Wow.
Really, like, this month.
Exciting.
Whoop.
Okay, what are we going to play next?
This next one is from the movie Popstar. It actually didn't come out here in New Zealand, so
got a DVD Blu-ray release. It came out last year, and it for some reason bombed in the US, so it didn't get a theatrical release anywhere else.
We've watched it like so many times, and we find it so funny.
Yeah, it's a kind of fake documentary in the style of like the Justin Bieber, Katy Perry documentaries about like a kind of egotistical pop star that's like told through interviews with their friends and stuff. But yes, Andy Samberg plays this rapper Connor For Real, who's like a parody of every bad trend in pop music
ever.
And this one is like a, it's like a Macklemore song.
It's got so many famous cameos in it as well. This one's got a cameo from Pink.
Yeah.
It's just very, very funny songs, very gag heavy, and it's all the Lonely Island boys. So
how did this movie not make it? Not make a bigger splash?
There's so many celebrities in it too.
There's this weird trend that comedies about music are historically box office bombs, which are like the Walk Hard, the Johnny Cash parody movie with John C. Reilly in it, like, was this huge bomb as well. And there's been a bunch of music based comedy films which have just not done well for whatever reason. It was like, maybe you just need to know the industry,
yeah,
to like the jokes or
some
whatever.
Of the songs have done well though, like they were on SNL and stuff. Yeah. like they are funny. Yeah.
But yeah, this one's a particularly great one that kind of really rips into Macklemore kind of hooking himself to big issues to try and get score points, and it's called Equal Rights.
It's very misguided, eh?
Yeah.
It's for his own selfish reasons.
Great, well, we'll have a listen, and maybe if you're into this, track down a copy, Popstar.
It ain't right. I'm not gay, but if I was, I would want equal rights. I'm not gay, but if I were, I would marry who I like. It's not fair, I'm not gay, that the government has a say in who can love who not gay, or to which god you can pray on a gay. It gets me so angry on behalf of them. I feel passionate, not gay, so I pray for them and I say for them, we need to make a change, not gay. I see it clear as day, this area is not great titties. We need equality and for all to see that this is the new way. Not to gay, it just seems not gay, wrong, not gay, that no one seems to care. Sports, we can't continue to pretend this not gay madness has to end. Not gay,
I was born this way,
straight,
you were born your way,
gay,
gay or straight, straight or gay, it's all okay,
sure,
it's time to make a change,
yes,
time to stop the hate, who you are is beautiful,
not gay, not lying gay. In bed next to 10 beautiful girls all straight, and while I made love to every one of them, I was thinking about the world, hot wings, true love trumps all predator, flying kicks, not gay, big watch, not gay, missionary, one love, gym socks, nunchuck, not gay, light of fluid, HD, ninja world, peace, four wheel drive, gay, marriage, love, beef. Free love, golf club, two guys, not gay, rainbow muff dive, Harvey Milk, Sean Penn, not gay, drum solo, courtside seat, safe sex, one arm push ups, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm not gay, I'm not gay, I'm not gay, I'm not gay.
I was born this way,
I'm straight,
you were born your way,
you're gay,
gay or straight, straight,
and now it's time for sexual freedom for all, sexual freedom for all, sexual freedom for all, sexual freedom for all, not gay.
He's writing this song for gay marriage. You know, like, it's not allowed. It's allowed now.
Ringo Starr at the end there.
Just jam-packed with celebrities.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I only saw two in that video, but you guys said there are more.
So. There's more. Film, there's more.
I have to find a copy of that. It looks really good.
Yeah, you'll love it. If you love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, you'll love that. Yeah.
That's my Easter weekend sorted.
There you go.
It's like the first half of the week trying to find a torrent because I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
Watching the movie. Anyway.
It's hard now.
Okay. So we have one more song. It's been really lovely having you guys in. Just some great clips in. Nice to mix it up a bit with some songs. I will do a final plug for the show. Joseph Moore, which was X. Laura Daniel ex Joseph Moore.
Yeah. That's the trend now, right? You can't say featuring or
feet. Yeah.
Well, feet like implies one person's the dominant artist. And this is a collab. So it's an ex.
Yeah. Two Hearts Auckland tour, as you said, on at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, running from the 9th of May to the 13th of May. And get along, it's going to be comedy spectacle. What is the last song we're going to play?
This is more, it's a song, it's like, it's more of a sketch from the, very popular, very funny sketch group in Australia, Auntie Donna. So they're coming.
I've just been over in Melbourne. They were selling
so
like,
funny.
They were selling like 500 seats a night across.
Oh my God.
They've just blown up. Like we knew about them for a while.
We were there first. Yeah, they're so cool. They just do ridiculously high energy sketch comedy, which is so dumb, but so in your face, you can't help but like it.
Yeah, This one, they've done in a gala, and it's so stupid. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous, but it's so funny. Like,
and just, I think it might be a bit visual. You just need to maybe imagine them doing lots of mime drumming on people's bodies.
And if you like the sound of it, then just go watch it on the Comedy Festival Facebook page. They posted it.
Yes, but yeah. These guys are coming here, and I'm excited to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Great. Well, lovely to have you, and have a good weekend.
Hey, thank you so much.
This is Everything's a Drum from Auntie Donna.
Auntie Donna!
Everything's a drum, everything's a drum, everything's a drum, everything's a drum.
Hey, did you know my tum's a drum?
If your tum's a drum, then my bum's a drum. If your tum's a drum and your bum's a drum, that must mean my thumbs are drums.
Everything's a drum, everything's a drum. G'day, sir, what's your name?
I'm in.
Well, fuck yeah, well, guess what? You're a fucking drum. I'm genuinely sorry.
Everything's a drum, everything's a drum.
G'day, sir, hope you're having fun. Hey, did you know my willy is a drum? Come on, mate, give it a go. Drum on, but take a turn, it'll be a good show. Go! There you go, yeah!
Everything's a drum, everything's a drum.
Hello there, lovely lady. How have you been lately? Did you know your breasts are a drum? I'm not gonna check, that's not okay.
Everything's a drum, everything's a drum.
Hey, did you know this hat is a drum? I said, did you know this hat is a drum?
Broden, what the fuck?
You're just playing it wrong.
When you came to my farm 15 years ago, you told me that everything was a drum.
Everything is a drum.
I left my wife. I gave you our life savings on the promise that everything was a drum.
Boy, remain calm.
Broden, no more lies. No more excuses, because if this hat is not a drum, then... Oh, wait! I was playing it wrong!
Everything's a drum. Everything's a drum.
Don't get up. It's Catterday Morning Radio on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.